Senator Valentino. Senator Valentino, honored members of the Judiciary Committee. This bill implements recommendations of the Public Access Ombudsman pursuant to Public Law 2013, Chapter 229, Section 3, related to the feasibility of developing a centralized system for coordinating the receipt and response to requests to state agencies for public records in accordance with the Freedom of Access Act. The bill requires state agencies' public access officers to include in their contact information on their agency websites, It also requires the Department of Administrative and Financial Services Office of Information Technology, in consultation with state agencies, to develop a standardized list link to Freedom of Access pages, and requires state agencies to use executive branch resources to create a keyword match for FOOA, Freedom of Information Act, in their websites. The bill requires the Public Access Ombudsman and the Office of Information Technology to work with Inforemain to develop and implement a system of consistent tracking and reporting of public records requests under the Freedom of Access Act. Basically, what this bill will do is to standardize people's ability to submit Freedom of Access requests, and will also allow the state agencies to have a centralized area in which they will be able to track these and keep track of how they're being handled. And I'd be glad to take any questions, but I imagine that if there's the Ombudsman is here, that she would be probably in better position than I to support any answers.
Thank you very much, Representative Priest. Are there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you. Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of LD 1818? Yes, welcome. Ms. Kelty?
Thank you, Senator Valentino, Representative Priest, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Judiciary. I'm here today to support LD 1818, an act to facilitate public records requests to state agencies. I've handed out my written testimony, which essentially just summarizes the process of how we got to 1818 regarding the report that was required to be written pursuant to Public Law 2013, Chapter 229, and the recommendations from that report, which form the basis for LD 1818. I think it may be just right now best if you have any questions regarding this. We have met several times and discussed the particulars of it, but I want to be sure to be able to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kelty. Questions from the committee?
Yeah. Kramer. The is a state, is that correct?
The Ombudsman's position is a division within the Office of the Attorney General.
Okay, I guess my question is, do we need a bill on this, or can't you, as a state employee, coordinate with other folks who have this part of their jobs to make sure that this bug or icon or entity exists on their pages?
Okay. Well, so you're referring to the three, Section 1, Section 2, Section 3, that relate to the more incremental steps that were recommended to making FOIA requests easier to make to executive branch state agencies. And each of these provisions have to do with that internet visibility for the FOIA requester to be able to determine how to actually make a FOIA request and get information about that. It isn't there across the board right now. And my recommendation was that it would be best to have some legislation that defined the parameters of this so that then we could go across the board with those executive state agencies and implement this.
Did you have a follow-up, Representative?
Just be patient with me.
Sure.
Okay, so help me to understand that if there's someone in the Bureau of Insurance who's must have some part of their job to deal with people who with inquiries requests for freedom of access of information. That does not, if a citizen has a freedom of information request for the Bureau of Insurance, which does not go through the Attorney General's office, but goes directly to them, mm-hmm. can't you just say, hey, state agencies, you should have this in your keyword? And, I mean, I guess I'm stuck on why.
So we have legislation that requires that state agencies and other agencies across the state that are subject to FOA actually designate a person, an employee, to be the public access officer. And we've created a scheme where that public access officer has certain duties and responsibilities relative to FOA, and they have to be designated. But what we haven't done in the law is require that that identity of that public access officer be readily visible to the public. And this is just adding to what we've already put in place. It's another step with this, the idea that the public access officer is a touch point for the public, and the public should be able to find out who that person is and contact that person.
Yeah. Do you interface with whomever is in charge of this at the insurance bureau? Or are you all like your own separate little pods?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
If every agency has someone either that's solely dedicated or part of their job is dedicated to freedom of information, yep. Requests and execution of that. Your office as the ombudsman of this, do you interface with those people? Or why, again, I don't understand why we need to have this. If someone is a FOIA expert within their realm, shouldn't they be encouraged to include their easy access to them?
Yes,
and
but
does it have to be done through a statute?
I think that the idea behind the original legislation that required that we look at the question was the desire to have something standardized. And at this point, each agency may or may not make that information available, but there's nothing standardized so that a citizen can look and say, for state government, this is what I see. It says open government, or it says FOA, or it says something. And across state agencies, that's the same. That's what we don't have.
Can the governor just set out a memo that says do this?
I'm not going to speak for the governor.
Additional questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the bill? Seeing none, anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, anyone wishing to speak neither for nor against but has additional information for this committee? Seeing none, I hereby close the public hearing on LD 1818.